Welcome back to the WREM Morning Show. I'm Sean Temple. Joining me once again in the studio is Mr. Jack Toll. We're going to talk about a awesome fundraiser coming up at the First Street Armory on Friday night, right?
Yes.
What's going on?
It's our annual quarter auction. We actually do two of those, one in the spring, one in the fall. And so we have our fall one taking place this Friday. We have vendors that are going to be set up. So I think there's about a dozen vendors that are going to be set up selling their goods for the night. So you can get some early Christmas shopping done, get ready for the holidays there. And then all throughout the night, we'll be doing the quarter auction again. So
yeah, I helped you host one year, and it was a blast. I had such a good time. For the folks that don't know what a quarter auction is, it's a combination of like 100 different fun things.
Yeah, I mean, you just take a lottery, you take an auction, you take a bingo, and you tie it all into one package. And we used the illustration earlier off the air where, you know, we have like a turkey that we're going to be auctioning off. So you get a 22-pound turkey or something like that, and we'll hold up the turkey, and it might be worth two quarters for the bid. Depending on how many paddles you have that you purchased, you can hold up that many paddles. You have to put that many quarters in. So if you had two paddles, you'd put a dollar in the bucket, hold your paddle up, and then we go into the luck of the draw and do the bingo portion of it where we draw out numbers. And if your number gets called, you actually got a turkey for a dollar.
Yeah, for you know whatever you put in, you
yeah.
know, whatever it might be. Tons of things being auctioned off throughout the night.
Yeah, we usually have between 60 and 100 items that are going to be auctioned off. So this year, always the fall one is our big one where we have a lot of food, a lot of gift cards. We have the mystery envelopes. There's going to be a lotto tree, lottery cards full of in this tree.
All winners, you're guaranteeing all winners.
Food galore, different types of food items and wine baskets and just a variety of things. All great for the holidays, getting ready and some crafts. And then each vendor is responsible for providing two or three items to the auction as well. So all of the vendors will have have items there for the auction as well.
It's a lot of fun. I mean, you've got to use your own skill to decide how many paddles you want to use, but then it's just the luck of the draw after that.
Yeah, I mean, it's solely the luck of the draw no matter how you look at it. So you'll come in and you'll purchase paddles. It might be two, might be three, might be five, however many paddles you want to draw. And based on the item and what the item's value is, that's how many quarters it's worth. And so however many paddles you hold up, you have to put that many quarters in. We do the draw. If your number wins, then everything goes back in the bucket, and we start over with the next item, and you can put your paddle up again, but you have to continue to put quarters in all night long.
Is there a limit to how many paddles you can buy? Or
you can buy as many paddles as you want.
Mm-hmm. And what's the paddles? How much does a paddle cost?
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a good question. I'm not in charge of that part of it, so I can't answer that question.
You're just the face of the program.
Yeah, and all the proceeds from this go to all of the programs at the Armory. So the Operation Backpack program for the kids that are going home on the weekends to food insecurity, the homeless shelters, the Break the Cycle bike shop, and then also the after-school program that we do down at Energy League. All of the proceeds from this fund those programs.
So. I was saying, it's going down there. You guys pretty busy?
Yeah, it's going really well. The bike shop, we're in the process of shifting some things, so we'll be starting a class here soon in that bike shop, needing some mentors that are willing to come in and work with those kids, and we're also working on some trying to figure out how we're going to paint the bikes. We lost our paint booth that we had originally, and now we're working on another paint booth option.
That's a cool program. For the folks who don't know about the program, just a little quick synopsis.
Yeah, it's basically a mentoring program for troubled youth. So they get referred over to us. They get to pick an old bike, something that the police department donated to us, or individuals donated old bikes to us. And the kids get to dream about what that bike could look like if it was brand new and what they want to do with it. And we put pen to paper and put a value to it. And let's say it's $100, and then we look at the kids and say, over the next 10 weeks, you meet me back here, and we do 1 hour of community service, and then you get 1 hour to work on your bike. And so for every hour they give in community service project somewhere, they get an hour to work on their bike. At the end of the 10 weeks, they take an old junk bike, and they turn it into a brand-new bike.
Cool. Instead of sitting around, you know, playing video games, a little hands-on stuff going on. And
yeah,
helping the community as well.
The philosophy of our program is never do for others what they have the ability and capacity to do for themselves. So a lot of times it's easy for kids or for individuals to have things handed to them. We would rather come alongside and give them the tools that they need to in order to be able to succeed. And so that's what we do.
When are you going to take your scooter down there and let them
they will not touch my scooter. unless they can make it start in the cold weather. I would let them do that. But outside of that...
That would look cool.
Yeah.
Have them decorate your scooter all up.
There you go.
All right. Details of times and all that stuff.
Yeah, so the doors open, I believe, at 5 o'clock, and the quarter auction will start, I think, around 6, 6:30, something like that. But you'll want to get there, get a table, bring all your friends with you. It's a fun night
in
general.
It is a very fun night.
And it goes pretty fast. You think it's going to take a while, but there's some great items. And honestly, you know, if you want to get some Christmas shopping done, this is the best place to come, because not only can you get your dinner for Thanksgiving, but you can get Christmas presents. There's a lot of things for adults, kids, men, women, you name it. We'll have a bunch of things there, and you'll be able to get some great deals. And you don't have to tell somebody you only paid 50 cents for it.
There you go. That's even better. I mean,
it's your kind of shopping, Sean.
And it's as expensive as you want to make it, because I know some folks talk about, you know, going to an event. Oh, it's just so much money. I'm going to spend it. This is as much money as you want to spend.
Right, right. And it's again, just quarters. So bring your rolls of quarters. We'll have some quarters there, but encourage everybody to get your rolls and bring them with you. And you'll just buy the paddles and you'll sit there and you just keep putting your quarters in the bucket. And we've, you know, every time we've done this, we've had a lot of people walk out. I mean, there's been some people that walked out with a lot of items.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd heard of it before you and I hosted one together, and I left that night and went home and told my wife. I was like, what a fun event that is. That's a fun event.
Yeah.
All right. That's Friday night at the First Street Armory. Call the First Street Armory if you would like more information, which the phone number is
734-8991.
All right. Thank you so much, Jack. I'll take a look at your weather here coming up.